Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
And Manny Fontaine, our relationship guru. I guess, yeah, you want to tell us your thoughts on this Cardi B Offset? Where were you at, first of all? Where were you at when you were
talking about? I was on the toilet, you know, actually. It was a really shitty situation. So, what was I at? That was a good question.
I was asleep. I woke up to it.
Yeah, I saw it as soon as it happened. Then I went to I don't follow Cardi B, so I went to her page, and I saw the little video, and I was just—I just thought of it. It was the situation that women always put themselves in. He my best friend. We're always
going to be best friends. Stop it.
Yo, I can't do that. Like, I try to tell women this too. I try to say, like, listen, you might consider that man your best friend, but he's not your best friend. Like I said, you know when y'all are best friends and y'all know, and you know when you're not. But women want this. They create this world and they just be like, yo, that's my best friend. Your best friend is trash as shit. If your best friend cheats on you and sleeps with like regular assholes, like, dang, what type of best friend is that though?
Coming at it.
Like, yeah, but
Cuban doll ain't no regular. Cuban doll or Sunny Time or whatever the other girl name was.
She looked regular.
I didn't even see the video of her apologizing.
I think anybody's regular if you're.
I'm really trying to figure out why you sat there when your cord is longer. I don't understand why he's sitting there. I don't get
His cord is really long.
Oh, that's because I'm so used to the white cord. You want to switch cords real quick?
No,
you can't.
Never
y'all
mind.
Can't switch cords. Y'all have to switch inputs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It won't even work. Good. That's all you answer?
They're like I'm fishing or something. Like, eh.
Come closer. Anyways,
What were you saying about the best friend? Maybe they are best friends, though. Maybe they just weren't meant to be in a relationship. That happened, too.
You think Offset want to hear about when she falls in love again?
He ain't got no choice.
Yo,
okay. He's the one that fucked up.
You think Cardi B is gonna fall in love again? Like,
yeah.
I think sometimes people like Cardi B. She's like, we seen her relationship wise. She was difficult on the show. Like, I'm not saying that she like love isn't capable for her no more.
She was never in a relationship on the show though.
She was with a dude in jail.
Yeah, that's the only one you saw.
I know.
The other ones were fake. I was just saying, we never really saw what that.
What do you mean was fake?
Her and DJ Swift.
No, I didn't count those. Fake. I don't count that.
Swift, fake. The only thing we saw was her and Tony, and we never really saw that. We just...
Tommy.
You know, Tommy. He calls from jail, he writes from jail. So we never... I don't know what she's like in a relationship outside of Offset.
That's all I was basing
yeah.
off of anyway.
I was going to be like, this is karma, but technically she wasn't even really... Like, it was an act. Because remember, every time she messed with someone on the show, they had a woman.
Yeah, that was it. It was just that was that was it.
Even though she had a man, every time she messed with a dude on the show, they were in a relationship. Because Self was with that Hispanic girl,
yeah,
and then
Swift
was with the girl from London.
Yep.
And then they got into a fight, which I don't understand if it's fake. Why y'all fighting again?
I hope she. No, you know what?
I never thought about that. She came out recently, about 3 weeks ago, and said that all that stuff was fake. She was fighting these chicks.
Yeah, she was really, really fighting. She wanted to fight people. She liked fighting. I remember she did that video about how she got the best pussy in the world. And I was like, that may be true, but that doesn't mean shit. I wish people would stop bragging
about
her.
It doesn't mean nothing.
She's a fucking hood chick. That's how they think.
No, a lot of people think that way. How many dudes you think? I mean, how many dudes, but how many
so
people?
What if you got good pussy and trash everything else?
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. I said,
we're saying, stop thinking that you can have everything together.
There's going to be somebody.
Head, and they're going to still cheat on you. Like, because relationship is more than just good sex. It's just.
Or good anything.
You can have
bad sex and be the greatest boyfriend or girlfriend ever, and people would cheat. So, listen, don't brag. Just I don't even know why people want to talk about their relationship out in the blue and then get mad when people criticize it. I was upset.
Were you sad about it?
No.
Has Offset said anything? Sorry.
Y'all won.
He said, y'all won?
Yeah, no,
y'all
actually, won. Today he tweeted, fuck y'all, I want Cardi back.
How many chances you want, bro? I wanted to know what we won. I was like, what'd I get? I didn't get no.
He probably saying y'all.
Yeah, y'all wanted y'all to break us up.
Yeah, y'all showed it. I'm in y'all DMs and shit. Y'all exposed me.
What about the chick crying about it, though?
She didn't know the marriage was serious, Sarah. You got to give her credit. She didn't know.
But she was, that was a weird cry. Did y'all honor that cry?
No, I didn't even click on that.
Oh, I saw it. It was just lame.
I wasn't going to click on no bullshit. I'm upset that there's this much bullshit around the holidays.
There we go.
Holidays should be bullshit free.
Yeah,
you're
right.
But then people are like, well, I don't want to be like this in 2019. Y'all this way every year.
Yeah.
Nothing changes because it's a new year. Y'all still the same people.
The end of the year talk is just so trash.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's so trash. I just don't like the whole, every year at the end of the year, people talk about how they hate it this year and they can't wait.
Ariana Grande kept it real. She said this was the best year she had for her career, the worst year she had personal life. She split it up.
Yo, real talk. She's had a rough 3 years.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah, yeah. But I Thank You Next
and
is people's,
yeah, it is. I don't really care for the video.
Manny Fontaine, get the microphone close to the mouth. We've been doing this for 5 years.
What are you doing?
So I'm putting all this on here. We get.
I see you.
Shoot. Manny Fontaine's like, yeah, banging. It's your banging. Oh, man. What else? The Thank You. Yeah, I want to talk about Michelle and old dude.
Ooh.
I don't care about Michelle and Chad Johnson.
Yeah, they broke up.
I didn't even know that show existed.
She said something about black people.
Said, did you take your meds? So they announced they broke up yesterday, the other day, too.
I think everybody's seen that coming.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, once they went to reality TV, and he's been a little bit of quote-unquote problematic, as people like to say, that wasn't going to last. I felt bad for Michelle because, they always overlook her in the group.
Oh, my God.
Yo, they do. They be coming for Michelle. They were like, oh, she can't dance. She only got in the group because the other two girls.
Remember when she fell?
Yeah. Now she fell for the wrong person.
Yep, fell to marriage.
No, engagement. They got engaged.
Oh, they were married?
No, they called off the engagement.
Yo, did you see that family photo she took with his family? Man, she looks so out of place. It looked like she was in Backwater, Arkansas.
Maybe she was, Sarah J. Grammys? Y'all want to talk about some Grammys?
No, I can't talk about the Grammys.
Why?
I didn't see the list.
I
don't really care about the Grammys, but I know we're supposed to.
But we got
to
talk about it because of the aftermath of the Grammys. So, 61st annual Album of the Year, Black Panther soundtrack.
But who else is there? I want you to name who was up for Album of the Year.
So the article I have is from Wrap Up, obviously. All right, the Compton Raptor. So Kendrick and Drake led the nominees. Kendrick had 8 nominations, including Album of the Year for Black Panther. All of the Stars is up for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Rap / Song Performance, and Best Song Written for Visual Media. Basically, Best Video, I guess. He also has Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song for King's Dead with J-Rock and Future and James Blake. And he got an additional for co-writing J-Rock's Win. So Drake got 7. Album of the Year, Scorpion.
I thought it would be the Travis Scott.
Okay, I thought so. Record of the Year went for God's. Record Scorpion of the Year and Song of the Year, God's Plan. So Boy Wonder got 6 apiece. Childish Gambino, Her, and Cardi B with 5 each. And Cardi B learned about
Her was her. So happy too.
Cardi B learned about her Grammy nominees when she left court. She did show up for court the other day. Cardi B. She had to go to court. Those two girls that accused that she got them jumped at the strip club.
Okay.
It wasn't Nicki to be hanging out with Nicki Minaj. So Cardi B has Album of the Year and Rap Album of the Year for Invasion of Privacy, as well as Record of the Year for I Like It Like That.
Man, we gotta start thinking about all the music we gotta listen to in the next couple of weeks.
No, in the best new artist categories, we get Chloe and Haley, the girls from Beyonce's crew, and they on Grownish too. Okay.
I don't know.
Luke Combs.
All right, can we stop now and just start talking about the Grammys?
The Carters got 3 nominations, Everything Is Love and Best Urban Contemporary Album and Best R&B Performance for Summer and Best Music Video for Ape Shit. And Mac Miller got 1 for Best Rap Album. And so the other ones in Rap Album is Nipsey Hussle's Victory Lap, Pusha T's Daytona, and Travis Scott's Astro World. So, Sarah, to answer your question, who else is an Album of the Year? Brandon Carlisle for By the Way I Forgive You, Her, Post Malone, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Janelle Monae, Dirty Computer, Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. That's the one I say be looking like Demi Lovato sometimes. Black Panther, the album Music from and inspired by Kendrick Lamar.
So this is how the Grammys are going to work. So y'all ain't got to watch it. Drake's probably going to be the Bruno Mars of this year.
If Drake wins Album of the Year, boy, people are going to be so mad.
Drake is going to be the Bruno Mars of this year because he, out of all the nominees, he's the only one with crossover appeal.
And he's going to give you that moment. Not to cut you off, he's going to give you that moment where he thanks his son on that stage. The Grammys want that. They want that big moment. Go ahead, sir.
He's going to be the Bruno Mars. He's going to get, what did you say he had? 9 nominations?
8, I think.
He'll get 7 out of 8 of them, probably. Wins. Or they made Jay-Z him. And he don't get shit. And I'll be happy with that.
Well,
it'd be an honor to get both.
Well, there's a couple people who aren't happy. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's always funny.
Why? What is Snoop
He want? Said, fuck the Grammys.
I mean, yeah, nobody cares about the Grammys. Did he want something? He wanted to be a...
He said, fuck the Grammys. They so whack with who and how they select. 19 nominations and no wins. I love my Soul Train Award and all my BET Awards. Have a nice day. Teyana Taylor also was pissed off when I having a Grammy nomination. She blamed her label, so Kanye West.
She blamed her label. What does your label got to do with it?
I don't know. Did they not submit it?
Is she mad? Wait. See, I don't understand why we care about the Grammys so much. Man, Jay told us not to care about the Grammys. I'm listening to Jay.
Jay also turns around and says, 21 Grammys, I'm a savage nigga, so...
But he said that he hasn't got no, he hasn't had a Grammy, right?
He has had 21. Grammys.
Oh, yeah, 21. I thought you said he got nominated again.
That was last year for 444. Oh, okay. He had 9 nominations. He went not one award, and him and Beyonce were sitting up front. It's just like when Beyonce got nominated for...
Yeah, he mentioned that on Everything Is Love album, I think.
Just like when Beyonce had Lemonade and got beat out by Adele. For album of the year.
Yeah, then remember Dan was like, you should have won this.
Yeah, I remember that.
That didn't even make sense.
So somebody tweeted, #Grammys are absolute trash. How Teyana Taylor get no nominations? Not even issue/hold on for best R&B performance or best R&B song. Y'all tripping. Teyana responded with, the rollout, I've been stressing to everyone, but people considered it complaining, is now gagging. Not shocked at all. Like I've been saying, every album deserves a proper rollout. No proper rollout /marketing/push equals no acknowledgement. I've always been very vocal about that. So she remember Kanye fumbled with that rollout, the album came late.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't care about the Grammys like that, man.
I think there might be a Grammy bump.
The black community didn't care about the Grammys. So
these artists.
Like, if someone sat there and said, like, oh, this artist is great because they have Grammys, I'd be like, no, that doesn't make them great.
Big Pac don't have Grammys.
I know.
It doesn't make
I don't have a Grammy.
And Grammys
that doesn't mean I'm not great.
And Grammys, when you are arguing, in our circle, I'm going to just say our circle of hip-hop and R&B, I've never got into who was better and why you feel this. Nobody ever said Plus Fam got all the Grammys, got 10 Grammys. Nobody brings that into an argument. What did you guys think about Drake and Nicki Minaj and following each other? All right, listen, we can't do who cares.
I didn't know that happened.
We do.
Wait, who unfollowed who first?
We don't know. Somebody figured out that they're not following each other.
Who went through all that? Who went through 12 million?
I think the Drake Cardi.
You don't have to. You don't have to go through all. Yeah, they got a search now to see if they follow each other.
I think the Drake Cardi song's coming. I think it's coming, man. Next summer is gonna be hot.
I mean,
I don't know if it's gonna be in English or Spanish, but it's gonna come.
So wait, why are
it's
they mad at
be
each other?
It's gonna be in reggaeton. It's gonna be dance hall.
It might be reggaeton.
Why are they mad at each other? I don't get it.
Why is Nicki? Oh, did y'all see the dude Nicki's dating? Or quote unquote alleged to be dating?
No,
an ex-child pedophile. He has 5 baby mamas. He's an ex-felon. Y'all didn't ask. Nope.
Shut up, John. You're lying.
No, he's dead serious. This is true.
I thought
that's the rumor about him.
It was on Lipstick Alley. Man, they was.
I told you.
But you don't bring it to the podcast.
No,
you own there,
man,
every night.
Yeah,
you never
but
bring...
I'm just saying, dude, shut up.
Nah.
I ain't wonder why you know about your hotspot.
Everybody on there. Shoot.
You on there too, John, obviously.
Yeah, sometimes, man.
You got an account name and everything?
Yeah, I do. Shoot, ain't hard to find. So his name is Kenneth Petty. Petty. Boy, you know Nicki's going to be somebody petty. He's a registered sex offender who was convicted of attempted rape in 1995. They said this is the third sex offender she's been linked to now because Tekashi 6ix9ine, we'll get into him a little bit later.
She said she messed with him?
No, associated with her brother.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah, now that's being petty, I think.
Here's a picture of him.
Wait, let me see.
All right, go ahead. Get a good gander.
Is this not Photoshop?
No, I'm Mr. Lipstick Alley now, Sarah. Don't we bringing the heat? She just be on there. Just be on there.
Oh, lurking. She put this up on her. On
yeah.
Her? Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, on her IG story. She concluded her series of tweet with no one on social media has ever seen. They are all perfect. Because people, even the bars were like, what are you doing? Oh, you, sure. How you go from Lewis Hamilton to this? This doesn't make any sense.
Where is Lewis Hamilton?
He's an F1 race car driver. Yeah. He used to date a pussycat doll.
Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, that's how you say her name.
Oh. And then they questioned that. They questioned, like, why would you want to be with a dude who got like 5 baby mamas? You going to be number 6? What is going on? Why did they look like they're in a pool hall? It was just so many questions. It didn't make any sense for her to take this picture.
What happened to Queen Radio? That's done?
Probably. She ain't got no more gossip. She, after the whole...
This is gossip?
Yeah. I don't know.
So are we judging on this, though? Like, can she not be with somebody
listen, if she want to be with that dude, she can be with that dude. If that dude ain't doing no more crimes, I'm not one of those, you're done forever, cancel him. No, it's not that... Not that thing to me.
Not that serious, fam.
Yeah, I thought she was about to get back with Meek.
Sure. Nah, Meek done moved on. Meek is living his best life this week, doing his little interviews, talk about having foursomes and everything. He's great.
Foursomes?
Yeah.
Isn't a foursome just an orgy at that point?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. A foursome is him and 3 women. I don't, what would that be?
Okay.
He talked about an album he brought up on the Breakfast Club, too.
He was talking on the Breakfast Club because I heard, you know, he was. Kill me about that. I heard he was really. Never mind, I'll save it. Keep going.
Yeah, you know what kill me about niggas bragging about foursomes when they are like rap stars and get millions of dollars.
It's like when you rich and you got all the J's. I'm like, yeah, you ain't gotta stay up all night and click refresh.
It makes me laugh because it's like, yo, I'm living a life, but it's only because your money. If you was a regular ass dude, there's no way you'd be having foursome.
I don't understand why dudes brag about threesomes and foursomes and having multiple women at the same time. Like, once they bust, it's over. So. What's the whole point?
They don't. Yeah, they don't, never bust.
Essentially that too. But I'm just like, him bringing up before some, like, he the coolest man in the world. Like, come on,
Magic Johnson was doing that shit.
Threesomes are whack, you know. Like, but I mean, him trying to heighten it. Oh, I had a foursome, 3 women on me. That's weird as shit. Somebody was sitting around waiting for you. Could you imagine a girl saying she had a threesome with 3 niggas,
3 girls, 3 guys, and me?
they were just waiting for her. Just surrounded. Why? I don't understand how people even let somebody have that much power. Beyonce is not fine enough to be like, yo, I'll choose 3 of y'all niggas. And
Totally sit there and be like, man, I had 3 niggas on me. But you know, it'd be one massage in my feet, somebody pouring my champagne, and another dude feeding me grapes.
The ladies like video.
And I, you know what? I'd be fully clothed in a row.
Best I wonder why women are doing that. Like, women are like, we have foursomes, but the guys don't get to do nothing but just touch.
Yeah.
Touch them up.
They ain't even got to be straight, because guess what? It don't matter. Oh, but man. I had a foursome, though, right?
Anybody check out XXXTentacion's new album?
No.
No.
I listened to it.
You cry?
Hey, you know, I got something to say. We talk about some really unlikable people in these fucking podcasts. Like, it just doesn't end.
Yes.
We had to talk about Drake. Also, did y'all see that Drake is like on vacation and he has like a harem of women with him?
No.
While he's on vacation.
Every time I'm scrolling through, I see his face all close up. He doing the Manny Fontaine. He's like, right up there.
Well, he was in the pool speaking in his Canadian Jamaican accent.
Listen to some tunes or something like that.
Listen to
more
some
tunes for your head top.
Yeah, more tunes for your head top. And he has a big old chest tattoo now of an owl. But he also flew out like 4 women to go on this vacation with him.
Oh, so he's trying to have a foursome.
Yeah, he went up Meek.
That's nice.
So if I had a foursome, this is how it would go.
God, here you go.
I'm just joking. No,
do what you want to do.
But I just, like, isn't that crazy, though? Like, our society, like, men get to do this shit all the time. Talking about, man, I took on 5 women.
That was all at once. That was the funny part, too. Here's the excerpt that caught me that I didn't understand. So he talked about, they said, could you be monogamous, right? He was asking them on the Breakfast Club. They asked him.
Okay.
And he said, I don't know. He said, honestly, he said, I don't know. You know, maybe if I find the right woman, blah, blah. And they moved on. unless they edited it out, I would have said, were you not monogamous with Nicki Minaj? But they didn't bring that up. I was like, wait a second, what's going on?
But you guys gotta understand, like, you're always like, oh, why didn't they bring that up? I think once you get to a certain stature, like Meek Mill is pretty high up there right now. Maybe he was higher before and I just didn't pay attention to him. You know that they cannot ask him certain questions.
Well, no, they can always edit it out. They do that. Yeah. They will edit it out.
No, but you know that these people bring their publicists with them to these interviews. Man. And the publicist sits down with the interviewers beforehand
There's an easy way to do that then. You can say, when was the last time you were monogamous? Or have you ever been monogamous?
Yeah.
Yes or no. He doesn't have to get into any specifics, but then that gives us an answer. Because for somebody who has a baby mother and had a very public relationship with a very famous person to say, I don't know if I can be monogamous. Like, were you not monogamous during that year? And it's fine if him and Nicki have an arrangement. Maybe he didn't say anything because she don't want nobody to know about that. Whatever. I always thought Nicki was a fake lesbian, but maybe she's not.
No, she just used that for marketing.
I totally forgot all about that shit.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of these women who come out like Amber Rose and Nicki Minaj and be like, oh yeah, I'm bisexual or whatever. I never believe that they're bisexual.
They never date women.
They never will publicly date a woman.
I think that's why Kanye had that line. He said, let's they use dudes. He got so mad at that shit. It's like, they're fake. Kanye did have that line on the XXXTentacion album where he seemed to be blaming the plaintiff. I don't know. It can be interpreted that way.
He blamed what?
But basically, he was talking about domestic violence. We know X has been involved in domestic violence. And he's like, you're guilty, but nobody ever blames the plaintiff. So I don't know if he was talking specifically about X's case or he was doing a hypothetical. Like somebody could say, I wowed out on her and then nobody even questioned it.
Okay.
I don't know why
they don't ever do that.
I don't know why Kanye is doing songs with X. I have no idea why he's on Tekashi's album twice. I don't know what Kanye on.
Oh shit, I forgot that album came out. I meant to listen to it.
It's a quick one. I almost think the best songs are the Spanish ones. Like I was like, yo, you could have did a whole
Latin album.
Yeah. Could have went that whole route. So we talking about Tekashi. Looks like he might not be looks like Charlamagne might not be hand sucking no dick. they said they got footage or whatever. He was in robberies and shootings, and it don't look good.
Who fucking videotapes a robbery that they're a part of? He was sitting this in the car videotaping one of his associates robbing somebody. That's like me videotaping you actually selling drugs to the undercover cop.
That's crazy.
I don't get that.
Yeah, so I just put it in. It says Tekashi 6ix9ine lawyer saying we're not taking a plea deal even though more evidence is coming out. So TMZ says Tekashi is unfazed by the feds' collection of photos and videos allegedly tying him to multiple crimes and insists he's in no mood to play. Let's make a deal. We broke the story. Prosecutors submitted a stack of images to the judge just to make the point that Tekashi needs to remain behind bars, blah, 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 until September. So the evidence seems pretty damning, but 6ix9ine's attorney says they're not flinching. All right, whatever.
Did you see this girl?
His new girlfriend? She got the rainbow hair and a big 6ix9ine tattoo?
I saw that he got a ring or something for her birthday or something like that, even though he was in jail.
Yeah, her name's Sarah? I didn't know this.
No, that's his baby's mom's name.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe. That's it.
Oh, this nigga, he made a child? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Emmy Show Manny Fontaine. She got the picture. There she go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Super plastic.
She look.
I feel like you know how we used to do This Week in Kanye. I feel like we could change to This Week in Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
I didn't know why Manny Fontaine says this girl look plastic. That Chief Keef has a baby mama who's 43 years old. Did y'all see this?
No, I seen beyond. I did see that, but
I caught that on Instagram.
Come to find out, as of today, it just got released that Chief Keef actually has 9 kids and he's 23.
Yeah, he's 23 years old, and she laid with him when he was about 17, 18. And she mad because he didn't get no child support. I said, whoa, what kind of grown-ass woman? And everybody had the right approach in the thread where they were just saying, yo, you wrong. The only person I feel bad for is this baby. Because there's no way your grown-ass should have been having sex with a little kid and then get mad he don't get no child support? Like,
what if I'm? But this is my thing, though. This is my thing, because I've heard, I've seen Cheeky talk. I know his work ethics. He trash. He trash in every aspect of anything. Why? What do you even conversate about with someone who's that age and you in your 30s?
Yeah, that's crazy.
If I see a 17 or 18 year old, I don't want to talk to them.
How old is Cheeky right now?
23.
He's 23 and she's 40. The lady's 43 now.
So 20 years older?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of conversation do you have with someone that
age?
So
she was 37 when he was 17?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, look like Cardi B remixing her the Motorsport lyrics. She said, I turned Offset on. I told him the other day, yeah, we're going to get a divorce. So that's starting to sound like listen. All right, play around if y'all won't. If y'all doing this for some marketing. Oh, man. The world going to turn on people.
Oh, my goodness. That was a fun Chief Keef fact. That's wild. I didn't know he had 9 kids.
Yeah, like all these women are starting to come out to sue him. So then they found out that, like, you know, he was supposed to retire from making music, which that ain't smart. Cause like, what is he going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
He has no personality whatsoever. And he was going to retire from making music, but then he dropped like 3 mixtapes and like another album. And then he supposedly had like this really dope mixtape last year in 2017. Come to find out his income is about $9,000 a month. And his outcome is $9,000 a month.
Oh my gosh. So you just breaking off straight broke. Zero error.
This don't even make sense to me.
Chief Keef has 4 additional children with 4 different mothers who want child support. The rapper revealed that he has 4 more children that are under the age of 5 and they have different mothers that are looking for him to pay up in child support.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Now that means he has a total of 9 children. Remember one of the baby mamas tried to break up Tammy and Waka?
Is it?
Yeah.
And then it was so funny because Tammy was like, I'm going to pray for you. She's like, bitch, I don't believe in God. It was, I was like, oh, you know, you can do with that one after that. Oh, man.
You still pray, John.
No, the person don't care about the prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
His 4 additional children now include 3-year-old Kamaya, 1-year-old Kalo, and 4-year-olds Khalil and Kristen. You know, if you're going to have all these kids, you can switch up the names so you can play it off later on in life. They're all K's. The fuck is going on? I'd have been like, nah, that ain't my kid, because he started with a J, not a K. Chief Keef, like Sarah says, claims he's a self-employed musician making $9,000 a month with $9,000 expenses. That don't make any sense.
Well, what do you want to do? These bitches love Sosa, right?
Man.
Bitches love Sosa.
Listen, they're all under 5, though.
Yeah,
you know how funny that is?
You was fucking on some hope type shit. Like, Chief Keef's going to get back on it.
Man, we're so bad with money. That's just sad.
Yeah, you should listen to Meek. Meek said, I'm so rich, I can't fuck these chicks raw no more.
That's smart. Because Meek only got 1 kid, right?
Yeah.
He want to keep it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I don't think there was anything else.
Why don't these dudes just travel with condoms?
Or at least Plan B pills.
you gotta actually get the chick to take it,
yeah,
though.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You guys didn't listen to any of the new music, right?
What are you talking about?
That came out this week.
Or name some, I mean.
When is 21 Savage coming out?
He already came out.
No, he didn't.
That's next week, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, I have something to listen to on the plane then. You see that Mortal Kombat trailer?
Yeah.
With the 21 Savage song?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I didn't listen to I probably wasn't paying attention. I was just looking at the what's called.
Yeah, 21 Savage had a song in it. I was like, oh, shoot, 21 Savage has a song in this album.
21 Savage, favorite rapper right now.
Yeah, between him and J. Cole, I think they did the best with their features this year. You looked and saw a 21 Savage feature or a J. Cole feature. They was getting it in. I honestly think XXXTentacion was the big album that came out this week. It was a slow week compared to last week, but I was telling Sarah yesterday I finally listened to the No Name. Album was pretty good. Mariah Carey, I told Sarah, the album was better than the album we reviewed. But it's weird because Mariah Carey's getting the 50, but this album could have came out when she was 31. Like, just the way she sounds, like her voice really doesn't age. Listen to Trey Songz, both those albums.
I listen to those, yeah.
Oh, man, Trey. I don't know what happened. We was ahead of the curve when we talked about how Trey did that 180 with his career. Who else I listened to yesterday? Who else I tell you I listened to?
You listened to the XXXTentacion, right? You said you listened to like 5 albums.
Yeah, it was 5 albums yesterday at work. Oh, Dani Leigh. I liked it better when she was singing. I told Sarah that. Because she charged up this Travis Scott trap thing, and I'm not here for any of that. City Girls, I listened to 2 weeks ago. That's a wild album. J.I.D., I finally finished. It is. Like,
J.I.D. is hard.
He got a new album coming with No ID.
Oh, shoot.
Producing the whole thing. Yeah.
What's that album called? Like DiCaprio? Or?
DiCaprio 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it. That was it. I think that was it. I try to write down stuff I listen to. It's every time I'll sit there. You ever be watching TV? Not watch TV, but go on the internet or go through your Google Play Music or something. And you be like, oh shit, I did listen to that album. I forgot that I listened to this.
John said that City Girls was his favorite.
No, I did not. That album was too ratchet for me. I'm too old for that. I suck dick so good, he make you wish he would. And I was like, what is going on? I'm the baddest bitch and I suck his dick. Did you see the video of that girl of Young Miami and she showed her refrigerator?
What's that mean?
She was showing her refrigerator. She's like, I don't drink no water. I don't know who the fuck brought that water. I drink pop. I drink pineapple pop. I drink these. She was doing this all through it. And I said, God, that's what made me tweet that whole, you a fucking adults don't drink no water, don't eat no fruits or vegetables. Shit is weird. And they act like water is the evilest. I said, it tastes like nothing. Just drink a whole glass of water. Oh, man. Yeah, all right. I think we're good, man.
Water is like nothing. That's why people don't like drinking water.
I still haven't got to Earl Sweatshirt, a couple of rap songs. Songs. I haven't listened to that.
I got to listen to that.
Big Crit did have a couple. We didn't even talk about the Big Crit. He dropped 2 more songs. Those were good, too. The one for UGK. I like that. Oh, Tory Lanez got a new Chicks tape, and I see he remixed...
A new what?
Chicks Tape 5 is coming.
Okay.
So he remixed I'm Sprung. He played it for T-Pain, and T-Pain seemed to give his approval. I think that's it, man.
That's cool.
All right. Oh, I got halfway through Ice Cube's new album, too.
Stop.
I did.
You don't have to wrap it up, John.
No.
Wrap it up.
It's not that bad.
All right. So that's the end of the week.
I think the best song is the one with Too Short. Pretty good.
They talk about bitches and hoes.
Talking about haters. Ain't got no haters. All right. That's the episode. At One and Only. At Kicks and Coffee. At Manny Fontaine. At Ice Cube. Until next time. Peace.
Peace.